This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the University of Nevada today, President Obama pushed for making it easier for low-income students to put off their federal loan payments, Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
The income-based repayment plan caps monthly student loan payments at 15% of the graduate's salary. The problem is only 2 or 3% of borrowers take advantage of the program.
We think part of the challenge has been that it's complicated, it's hard.
That's Education Secretary Arne Duncan on a conference call with reporters. He says the application asks for all sorts of income and tax information. By this fall, borrowers will be able to electronically transfer IRS data directly into their online application.
Just making the process itself much less complicated, but much more simple, and hopefully we'll see many more folks take advantage going forward.
The average student loan is around $22,000, says Terry Hartle of the American Council on Education.
It's clear that the administration is reacting to widespread concerns that some students borrow frightful sums of money to pay for their college education and, not surprisingly, have difficulty paying it back.
The challenge, he says, is to get the word out to low-income students that they might be eligible for a break on their loans. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.